Go ahead, Elder. Thank you. God's word personifies God's goodness. This is continued. This is a continuation of Sunday's message. And so it is part 233, I believe, of our series, but it is a continuation nonetheless. In last Sunday's message, we learned how that the Rhema word personifies the goodness of God. Tonight, we will go even further and solidify this Rhema even more. Something Evangelist Darrell said to me today that exploded in my spirit, and it was this: when God said it, and it manifested, he called what he said good. So now let's go get it. Let's go get the rest of this here. All right. Let's see here. Let's get this. This is really, really good. And I appreciated that from you today, Evangelist, immensely, because it really ignited. It just really drove home what God is saying. And remember this, guys, and I start this the message off like I start many of them. It's all because God laid the axe at the root for us.
Yes.
That we're discovering his goodness, that we're tasting and seeing. We've tasted before, but we hadn't really seen the Lord is good. And we've seen it on different occasions. Don't get me wrong. But do you realize that every time we taste, we should see?
Mm-hmm.
It almost goes with the revelation of hear, speak, see, speak. That if we hear it, we should see it. And it's the absolute truth. Well, tonight is going to really bring that home. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring, praise your name, Jesus, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. That's and the God. Evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Just a little sidebar here. I find it interesting. God actually created time in this particular verse. Time was created for the first time. Amazing. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There's a pattern here. I'm not going to continue reading, but you can read it on your own. There's a pattern, and it's powerful, that God showed me something when evangelists shared that with me. It really confirmed that the word truly is the embodiment. It personifies, it carries the goodness of God. The goodness of God, we know it means the benefits of God are carried. And we all know this. We all have this. It's locked in us because of all the rhema that we've gotten over the years. But God is really accenting it now. He's really putting a frame on it so that we will understand, my goodness, all of the things that we've gone through, all of the things in which God has been teaching us and positioning us for, was for the revelation of what we had gotten in the beginning, the power behind the rhema. God is about to really bring forth manifestation because of the understanding that his goodness is unlocked every time we're in this word, every time we're under the power of it, and every time it has sway over our minds, we are in the manifest goodness of God.
Amen.
But there's something that God wants us to see in the pattern in Genesis chapter 1. It's not only that God said it, that personifies his goodness. I'll tell you what personifies and fully brings it forth is when God says it and then he sees it, then he calls it good. You see, it's not just good enough for us to be under the hearing of the rainbow, which we've been learning for years. But the rhema must be seen, and
come on,
then
Apostle,
it will be called good.
Bless God.
That's good. Hallelujah.
And then it's called good. See, the goodness of God is not fulfilled in us by our hearing alone. The goodness of God is fulfilled in us when we have heard, and God himself can see what is on you and how it's manifesting in you. Then God says, it is good. And that's the dimension in 2024 that God is bringing us to. He's bringing us here. Another verse says this. It says, God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. He said it, but then saw it. That's what personifies the goodness of God. We've gone through a long season, TGM, of hearing, but it is, I'm telling you, in 2024, the hearing and the seeing of God by his rhema are going to combine.
Hallelujah.
And God's going to call us good because of,
hallelujah, Jesus,
because of the fruit that we're putting, that he's putting on our lives in every respect of our lives. I'm telling you now, this is the will of God for us. That God does not just say it this year, but God wants to say it and then see it and call it good because it is the year of God's goodness. Another verse, and God made the beast of the earth,
hallelujah, Jesus,
after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it is good. There it is again. We see the pattern. God is not just speaking here, and then the goodness of the Lord is there. Yes, it's available. But my goodness, Elder read it in the prayer, that we must remain in it until it produces the fruit therein. That is the fullness of God's goodness.
Yes.
And let me go further here. Let me go further. I'm not going to be very long tonight, but let me go further. It says here, it says, the key to the true goodness of being personified in the word is not just a word, but a word that can be seen and not only heard. It's the word manifest that God will deem good. Many words are heard that God has spoken, and many words, do not create, or we do not allow to be created. It isn't God. I'm telling you right now, it has nothing to do with God. It has zero to do with God. But many times the word of the Lord, the Bible says, if there be prophecies, some shall fail. Some will fail. And it's not because God didn't speak it. Because there's many things that God is saying that are failing because the acts not being completed at the root, so that we can take on the goodness of God, the mindset of God, to see it come to pass. And that's on us. And I know, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to put anybody to work here. But everybody needs to work out their salvation with fear and trembling, that we must take account, we must do judgment on ourselves and understand where we really stand with God. Yes, we have awesome anointed ears to hear, but TGM, we can't stop there at hearing. We are being called into the goodness of the Lord, where God Amen. Says it, Amen. And then God sees it.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Then he'll call it good. All right, now watch this here. So now, but a word that can be seen and not only heard. If the word in your life is only in the hearing stage, hear me now. His goodness isn't complete in you as of yet. It's when God saw what he said that he deemed it good. All right. Now, a word that God speaks that and doesn't produce is the total opposite of good. And let me show you this coming out of Mark chapter 11. A word that God speaks and doesn't produce. And I know some of you are saying, but he says every word that proceedeth out of his mouth will not return unto him void. And that word won't. That word won't. Watch this now. Watch this. Let me give you a little insight here. You remember the story of the talents? Well, the talents were actually given to different servants. They were given, hear me now, to different servants. If you bury yours and it does not produce, he'll take it from you and give it to another. The word spoken is going to be produced, but it might not be produced on you. But that word will not return back to him void. He'll take what he gave you and give it to another, but that word will produce.
Amen.
So don't let the enemy of your mind say, well, if he spoke it, then he's going to bring it to pass. There's no way I can't become. God said it. No, it will come to pass, but not necessarily on you. Now watch this. Now a word that he speaks that doesn't produce, it really is functioning in the total opposite. It's not doing what it's supposed to. So it becomes the opposite of good. It actually becomes evil. I'm going to show you. In Mark 11, verses 12 through 14, it says, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, everybody knows the story, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter, forever. And his disciples heard it. So now we all know that the time of leaves on a fig tree is the same time of figs. They come at the same time. Leaves and figs come together. But Jesus got to the tree, and the tree was not doing what? Doing what? What God said. It wasn't doing what God said.
Amen, Apostle.
Come on now. Come on now. It wasn't doing what he said. Jesus saw leaves. Therefore, he thought because of how God said it would produce, it was producing the way that God said. But the tree wasn't. So now, Jesus saw the fig tree from a distance and thought figs were on it, as well as the leaves. When he saw it didn't produce the way it was supposed to, he cursed it. Why? Because to see God's creation not producing the way he spoke it, it was a complete abomination. It was in the complete opposite of what God said. And everything God said is what, evangelist? Good. It becomes good. It becomes exactly what he says. If not, it's abominable. And anything that is abominable, which means outside of God's word, is cursed with evil and is ultimately doomed. Watch this now. In Matthew 11, verses 20 through 22, it says, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That's key there. I'd love to stay there for a minute. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now the word cursed means this. this, and this is why I tell you it's the complete opposite. The word curse means, it means it, imprecate evil upon or doom. So when Jesus saw that it wasn't producing, God help me here.
Jesus.
Evil was imprecated on it. All right? Now, what am I saying? Watch this. When Jesus cursed the non-producing tree, it was turned over to evil. Watch this. Just like mankind at one time was non-producing. But now that what we've been saved by his grace, all right? The only thing we are to know is his goodness. See, we've been saved. At one time, we were imprecated to evil. We were turned over to it after Adam fell in the garden with Eve. We were imprecated to evil. We were turned over to evil. But by the saving grace of Jesus, peace on earth, goodwill toward man, that there was lifted in Christ. Now, why? Because God said in him would we be saved. That's why. So what God said, listen to me now, God must also see.
Amen.
So that it be deemed good. What am I trying to say? The axe has been laid at the root of evil. God said the axe was laid at the root. What God is supposed to be seeing in us is nothing but people, that his people are led by his goodness.
Amen.
Which means his mind.
Amen. Amen.
We ought not to be led by anything else but the goodness of God. Because the word of God has announced unto us peace on earth, joining on earth, men joined with the Father, goodwill, his word toward men. No longer are we trees that have leaves that aren't producing fruit. God said it, and therefore it should be and it will be. There will be a people that truly are led by his goodness. And I want to make this clear to all of us on this line. There will be a people that don't know anything but the goodness of God, but the mindset of God. I'm letting you know. Why? Because he said it. When he said goodwill toward men, it changed everything. God was creating a, God was creating a nation that would only know goodwill, the mind of God. Because God said it, and you better believe he's going to see it. Well, my truth and my warning and my prophecy under the house of True Gospel Ministries is God said it, and we better allow it and remain in it until it produces.
Amen, God.
Otherwise, there will be a people that the word has already been spoken, and it will be so. In 2024, we're going to look and see the fruit of the Father's goodness producing on us. We will be his myrtle trees this year. We will be. God said it, and God will see it. There's nothing God says that he does not see. There's not a word that proceeds out of his mouth that he will not see come to pass. And now God is saying, listen, I've laid this axe at the root for you so that you can take on the fullness of my mind. That's why I've disconnected you, and I've been disconnecting you from the cares of this life. I've been disconnecting you. If you've been having an ear to hear, I've been making disconnects, and I've been teaching you how to worship me in your giving. I've been teaching you that you worship me with a violent intent, and then you worship me understanding my goodness is toward you. I'm keeping the axe at the root for the purpose of my goodness being established through my word, through my mind, my thoughts, my intentions, through what I have on my mind. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I'm placing my goodness all around you. You will not be a tree that one leaf produces any other thought but mine. A simple confirmation to all of this, and I'm wrapping it up right here. Real simple. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 17 and 18, it says, even so every good tree, watch how easy this is to see. Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. In verse 19, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Every tree. Why? What this is simply saying is every tree or every person that lives by his goodness, rhema word, will produce the fruit of heaven in and on their lives. But every person that doesn't produce because they are destitute of his goodness will be hewn down and cast into the fire. Why such harsh judgment, you may ask? Because it is the will of God that all men come unto repentance. God said it. He said it. He said it. So just like what he said to that fig tree that had leaves but no figs, he never told that tree to malproduce like that. Never told that tree not to produce figs. But and just like he's called all of us unto repentance. What is repentance? The changing of our minds.
Yes.
Look at the connection to the goodness of God. He's called all men unto his goodness. So every man that does not do what was said out of the mouth of God is hewn down and cast into the fire. Once again, I say to you, this is why in the series on peace, the axe was laid at the root. The axe was laid at the root. Listen, don't let there be anything in this life that swerves your thinking, that curves your thinking. Don't let there be a person, place, or thing that has the ability to cause you not to think like God.
Yes, Jesus.
The axe is laid at the root. Our worship unto him, as we release these things and as we release our substance, my goodness, it just keeps the axe there and it keeps the root of all evil from ever being connected again in our life. My mind has been turned inside out. It's turned upside down in a very good way. My mind does not operate the way that it did prior to the latter part of the series on peace. My mind has experienced a renewal, a resurgence. It's so powerful and so, so real. And it prepared me and positioned me to walk in the revelation of the goodness of God. You see, that tree, one last note, that tree that he cursed was supposed to be beneficial and useful. Why? Because God said it.
Yes.
There was nothing beneficial or useful.
Oh, hallelujah, God.
Of the tree.
Jesus.
When we stop being beneficial and useful, look out. Look out, my God. When you lay down the gift of God, when you lay down what God has given you, when you're not moving and functioning, look out. The only axe I want laid and only root I want it laid on is the root of all evil. That's what I want. I don't want it laid nowhere near me. I will remain beneficial and useful unto God.
Hallelujah, God.
Because God said it. So I'm sure enough going to let him see it. And he'll call it good. When he said it about your life, Please let him see it about your life, and he will call it good. And so you'll be categorized as a good tree that can only bring forth good fruit. That's all you're going to know. That's all you're going to bear for the rest of your life is good fruit. Because it's impossible for a good tree to bring forth corrupt fruit. And that's my message to you for tonight. That's my message. That's my message. Evangelist Darrell, you got something in your spirit?
Just what you said, Apostle. The scripture that proves what you're saying, God is looking for himself in the earth.
That's right.
Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is God.
Is God.
That's what John 1 tells us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Psalm 119, verse 68 says, I'm going to just say these first three words, thou art good. That is who he is. So you cannot separate the Word and good from God. They're one and the same person. So when God saw that it was good, what he was saying was, it is God.
That's right.
It is how I said it. He's looking for himself
in
everything.
Come on. Hallelujah.
He didn't see himself in that fig tree. No. Because wisdom made all things.
That's it.
Wisdom said when there are leaves on the tree, then there's fruit on the tree. That's wisdom producing himself for benefit and value. There was a man named Jesus who was hungry. And he did not see himself what it was intended for. The benefit and the value was not seen in the tree, because God is always first and foremost wanting to take care of his wanting to take care of man. His greatest creation. This, what Apostle Todd is saying, you who have heard the word on giving and the axe being laid at the root, you have to understand God when he says, when he says to those who are doing it, what he's saying is, he saw in Todd and he saw in the others, elders and others who are doing it, he's saying, I see that it's God, or I see that it's good.
I see myself.
I see me. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And when he was done, he said it was very good. It was very God.
The truth. It's the absolute truth. Hallelujah. See, when God didn't see the fig tree produce, he, you know what he said? I really feel like he really shifted in to the place of the Father when he cursed that tree. He said, I didn't say that. That ain't me. And it's got to go. It doesn't represent me.
Jesus.
There's no representation of me. That tree has been corrupted by the system of the earth. That tree has been corrupted. Something corrupted that tree. And I know there's only one, and we all know there's only one corrupter, and that's Satan. Satan got his hands on that tree, and God said, that's none of mine there. I didn't speak that. And that tree is so significant to how some of us are folding in Christianity and in the kingdom now. Some of us are folding. Why? Because we have not thoroughly allowed the axe to be laid at the root. And I pray that the entire body of Christ gets a revelation.
Yes, God.
On disconnect from the things of this earth.
Yes, God.
On things, man.
Yes, God.
Because it's those things that are stopping the mind of God, the goodness of God. when something takes precedence over the will of God concerning us. No, that's why I like the Father saying, I'll take the title also as husbandman, as the pruner, the vine dresser. I'll be the one that cuts away the things that stop the growth. Mm-hmm. I'll be the gardener. I'm looking out for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
But we've got to allow him to be who he is.
Yes.
And ultimately, we got to allow the axe to swing at that root.
Oh, okay.
I love the Father's diligence on taking care of what's above ground, but I need the Father's strength and power to take care of what's beneath the ground, where the sustenance is coming from. I want it cut off at the root.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Because the only thing I want to know on my tree is the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
The goodness of God is personified in his word. It's embodied there. It's connected. The goodness of the Lord, all of the fruit of the Spirit is found in all goodness. It's found right there. The fullness of God. Despise ye the riches of his goodness? Do you despise the fullness of God? Know ye not that it is the goodness of the Lord that leadeth thee? That drives you unto a true change of mind. It's God's mind that drives you to a true change of mind.
Yes, it is.
That's what truly changes our minds. It's not quoting scripture 17 times a day. No, it's when the goodness of God takes over. And it's able to take over because there's nothing connecting you to stop it from doing so. So the goodness of God truly is embodied in his word. You want to put him on? It's all about, here we go again, another round. It's all about the rain. It's all about the rain. The rhema is the axe as well. It's the axe you need.
Hallelujah, Lord.
It's the axe you need. So now, as you worship God, as you honor God in any way that God plays on your heart, however God has purposed in your heart, so let a man give. But please do not leave out giving for these two reasons. Give with a violent intention that as you're sowing and giving, there's a disconnect. You're damaging the root. And as you're sowing and giving, you're sowing in the fact that God has by his goodness revealed that to you. That God by his goodness. And so we give because of his goodness. And so I encourage everybody. I encourage you all tonight. I really do. I encourage all of you to give in that manner. Sow in that manner. If you're going to sow a seed tonight, give with a violent intention of the axe being laid. Give with that intention. And if you're going to give, also give with the intent that you're giving because you're connected to the goodness of the Lord. Don't let anything dictate your thinking but the word, but the rhema word. And let it be organic, let it be authentic. But just know again that this word here embodies that the goodness of the Lord is personified by his word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I saw something come in the chat here. Let me see here. Few things in the chat. BK Dane says this. This is Benita says, amen. We will hear it. Say it and see it in this year. That's right. And Elder Donna says, amen and amen. And Evangelist Darrell says, amen, hallelujah. And then Evangelist Darrell says, does anyone have a need that I can sow something into? That is powerful. Amen. Amen. Does anybody have a need? If you have a need and you want to keep it private, send it to Elder Allison. And Evangelist Darrell wants to sow into that need. I love that.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. He's looking for a chop chop. I know what you're looking for, Evangelist. You're looking for some more damage on that root.
Yes.
And also you want to release the goodness of God. And you are being beneficial and you're being useful. Because it's when it's flowing in you, and it's flowing to you. It flows through you. It's so real. But amen. So if you have a need
amen.
That you need sowed into, let Evangelist Darrell know. In fact, I'm going to put myself on that list too. Let me know as well. Elder Allison, let us know who says they have a need. I may not be able to meet your entire need. Who knows? God might put it in my hands prior to you even it getting to me. But yeah, I agree with that. I'm in on that, and I will sow towards the need as well. But praise be to God. Praise be to God. Father, we just want to glorify you for a moment.
Oh, God bless you, Jesus.
Your word is so powerful. Your word is so true. Not only are you saying it and releasing goodness, but you're going to fulfill it. You're going to complete it. And the goodness will be truly, truly fulfilled in us and on us.
Yes, Jesus.
I am so grateful to see and to understand this way. My first hope, my first launch out into faith is the fact that I hear it. You caused me to hear it. And sticking with it and understanding it and staying disconnected causes manifestation, and then you see it. And as you see it, it makes you smile. I believe you said it when you said it to about Jesus. Behold, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. You said it, then you saw it, and you validated that it was good. Hallelujah. Pastor. And that's what you're doing in us. You're saying it to us. You're going to see it. And you're going to call us good trees, bringing forth good fruit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we're going to glorify just you. We'll take no credit. Not one bit of it, Master.
Yes.
Not one bit of it, Father. But we bless you for your word tonight. We thank you for your word tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus, your precious and holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And amen.